Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're looking at diets.
Yes, and for many years, governments have actually advised their citizens on the best things to eat. One of the most popular ideas, certainly from the 1990s, was the idea of the food pyramid.
That suggested to people what they should and shouldn't eat.
Yes, the shape of the pyramid has a broad base, so you eat lots of carbohydrates, bread, cereal, rice, pasta, those sorts of things. And at the top, you eat less protein.
So they were saying in the 1990s that those were good things to eat.
Yes, you eat more of those things, but the bad guys were red meat, which is full of protein, and also fat, mainly from dairy products.
But that's not the case nowadays, Richard.
Yes, carbohydrates are thought of as the bad guys now, especially sugar, which is a very simple carbohydrate. So we're told not to eat very much sugar or bread or things like that, which increases blood sugar levels. And also, fats aren't necessarily bad either. Unsaturated fats are good, saturated fats are bad. So it's very complicated.
So the emphasis seems to be more on a low-carbohydrate diet these days.
Mm.
But isn't that what the Atkins diet was all about back in the 1970s?
Yes. Dr. Atkins, he says that you should eat a diet high in fat and high in protein, meat, fish, eggs and cheese, and very low in carbohydrates.
And not to limit the fat.
That's what he says. And the crazy thing is, his diet works, but it's very controversial.
Yes, for me, it's the fact that he also limits the consumption of fruit and veg. So I find that very difficult.
Yes, well, as I said, it is very controversial. It seems to work, but I don't think anyone is sure why it works.
Now, I know a lot of people, Richard, they go on the Atkins diet to lose weight. It's a weight loss diet in that respect. But there is also the Mediterranean diet. Now, that's different, isn't it? That's more a lifestyle thing. It's more...
Yes, that's more about simply healthy eating. Researchers have found that the people living around the Mediterranean area, mainly Greece and Italy, Portugal, Spain, have a healthy diet, healthier than a lot of Western countries.
And lower heart disease, is that right?
And lower heart disease, yes.
So how can that be when I know they drink quite a lot of red wine, there's a lot of olive oil?
Well, that's it. They do eat a lot of fat, but it's very good fat. It's high in unsaturated fat, which is the good stuff, and low in saturated fat, which is the bad stuff. And the red wine, which a lot of Mediterranean people drink, is also very good for you because it contains a magic substance.
Oh, yes.
Resveratrol. It's supposed to be good for everything.
And I suppose also, Richard, people from those cultures, they also eat a lot of fresh fruit, a lot of fish, a lot of poultry. To me, it seems like an all-round healthy diet.
Yes, well, one thing that isn't controversial is that vegetables are good for you, fish is good for you, these things are good for you. So, yes.
Perhaps the best thing at the end of the day, Richard, is just everything in moderation.
I quite agree.